News RELEASERARE Disease Day in Feb. 28. The Niagara sign will be illuminated in blue, pink, green, and purple to recognize Rare Disease Day, a global movement dedicated to raising awareness for the 1 in 12 Canadians living with a rare disease. Rare Disease Day, observed annually on the last day of February, highlights the urgent need for research, healthcare equity, and community support for the 300 million people worldwide living with rare diseases. This year, Niagara Falls joins a growing list of Canadian cities participating in the hashtag #LightUpForRare campaign, a movement that aims to create visibility and solidarity through landmark illuminations. This year, Lauren Perez, an award-winning inspirational speaker and the first-ever Canadian ambassador for the Invisible Disabilities Association, has joined the global initiative again to expand its reach across Canada. Through her advocacy efforts, she has personally secured 21 landmarks across 14 cities, tripling her impact from last year and significantly increasing visibility for rare diseases. Perez, who was born with central core disease, CCD, a rare neuromuscular disorder that limits her physical strength to just 33% of the average person, knows firsthand the challenges of living with an under-recognized condition. By supporting and amplifying the hashtag #LightUpForRare campaign in Canada, she hopes to create more visibility and community for those with rare diseases. Rare Disease Day is about making people feel seen, says Perez. Lighting up landmarks like the Niagara sign is a powerful way to spark conversations, raise awareness, and show solidarity with the millions affected by rare diseases. Why it matters: 1 in 12 Canadians has a rare disease, yet many conditions remain undiagnosed for years. 300 million people worldwide are affected by one of the 7,000-plus known rare diseases. Awareness leads to action, improved research funding, better healthcare access, and increased workplace inclusion for those with rare and invisible conditions. Niagara joins the hashtag #LightUpForRare movement while many landmarks across Canada and the world will participate. These locations were personally secured by Perez through her advocacy efforts, helping to more than double the campaign's reach from last year. Confirmed landmarks in Ontario, 14 cities: Mississauga Civic Center, February 27, Newmarket's Fred A. Lundy Bridge, February 27, Oakville Town Hall, February 27, Niagara Sign, February 28, Hamilton Sign, February 28, Brampton City Hall, February 28, Peterborough City Hall, February 28, Waterloo Waterluminate, February 28, Toronto Pearson Airport Apron Tower, February 28, London City Hall, February 28, London's J. Allen Taylor Building, February 28, RBC Place London, February 28, Municipality of Trent Hills Clock Tower, February 28, Guelph's Market Square, February 28, Belleville Sign, Bridge Street Bridge, and Fire Station 1 Memorial, February 24 to March 2, out-of-province locations: Moncton City Hall, February 28, Moncton's Downing Street, February 28, Moncton's Downtown Place, excluding Avenir Center, February 28, Calgary's TELUS Spark Science Center, February 28. How the Niagara community can get involved: visit the Niagara sign on Feb. 28 to see it illuminated in Rare Disease Day colors. Capture the moment and share your photos on social media using hashtag #LightUpForRare and hashtag Rare Disease Day to spread awareness. Show your support from home by lighting or decorating your space in Rare Disease Day colors at 7 p.m. on February 28. Snap a photo and post it with hashtag Rare Disease Day to join the global movement. Perez continues to urge more cities, businesses, and communities to join the campaign and light up in solidarity. For more information on Rare Disease Day and how you can support the rare disease community, please visit Eurydice Rare Diseases Europe website and follow the hashtag Rare Disease Day hashtag on social media.